This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 7:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And as promised, it is an all-political show today. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you like your news. But our next story is still very much about politics. This time we're pivoting to where things stand on the national level. So the Malaysian Insight reported that Bersatu has agreed to join Muafakat Nasional to face the next general election. According to party sources that they spoke to, party president Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said this at a Supreme Council meeting last week, and an official announcement can be expected sometime next month. The decision to accept their entry into the pact, however, would need the green light from Muafakat's Central Committee. And that isn't the end of it. UMNO today said that they're not going to formalise the Perikatan National Coalition. Instead, UMNO President Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi said that the party will focus on strengthening the Muafakat National Coalition with PAS. However, he added that they will continue to support the current government. Nonetheless, the move is significant, especially in light of Datuk Sri Najib Razak's trial conviction early this week. Some analysts have speculated that the announcement perhaps symbolises UMNO's protest against his conviction, because at least in terms of optics, Datuk Sri Najib's conviction suggests that other leaders being charged for corruption could suffer the same fate under the current government. And this is also seen as the start of a possible push to trigger a snap general election. Experts say that it is in UMNO's interest to gain more parliamentary seats in order to form the next government. So a lot happening here, and a lot happening, I think, within the span of not much time in terms of the various permutations that these parties have taken. But it is interesting, I think, to consider what this might mean in terms of what banner we see people campaigning under in the next general election, and also whether this actually impacts voters and grassroots supporters. Because really, it's a conversation about what it means to be part of Perikatan Nasional, what it means to be part of Muafakat Nasional, and I think also an understanding of where Bersatu stands in all of this. We've had several conversations and shows on this very matter. If you were to go back and have a look, you would be able to see that we talked about this, I think, extensively on our show, as well as across the station. You can find those podcasts on our site. And there has been a lot of talk about really the significance of Bersatu as such a small party, despite the fact that many of its members do hold important positions within the government. So I think now, as we're seeing this jockeying for power, it's interesting to see what form it's going to take eventually, who decides to join with who under what umbrella fundamentally in order to face the public in the GE. So that's what we're going to be discussing. And we're going to be doing that with Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategy Singapore. That is coming your way right after this. If you have any questions or thoughts on the recent, I wouldn't even call them announcements, but the recent communications that have been coming from UMNO and Muafakat Nasional as a whole, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:10 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we are continuing our political bonanza of a show, as mentioned, by looking at national politics, because the Malaysian Insight reported that Bersatu has agreed to join Muafakat Nasional in order to face the next general election, which I don't know what that signifies really for PN. So if you'd like to weigh in, if you have any questions on what this might mean, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us is Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategy Singapore. Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So to start with, does UMNO's refusal to formalise the Perikatan Nasional Coalition come as a surprise to you?
No, it doesn't. I think UMNO has always felt they want to chart its own path, and it certainly doesn't want to play second fiddle to Bersatu in Perikatan Nasional. So it doesn't come as a surprise, but I think what they've also said is that they're still going to continue to support Perikatan Nasional so that, in what you call a confidence and supply agreement, so that Perikatan Nasional continues to govern the country.
What political signal does this send, with A, the refusal to formalise the coalition, and then subsequently with the possibility of Bersatu joining Muafakat Nasional instead?
I mean, we are seeing a political fluidity taking place right now among the parties that are, that are allegedly part of Perikatan Nasional, or at least forming some form of a pact. So I think this political fluidity is something we will continue to see in the coming weeks. Whether what happens to Bersatu, what will happen to Muafakat Nasional, and so there are a few permutations we will see in the coming weeks and months.
This announcement also comes just 2 days after the conviction of Dato' Sri Najib Razak in court, as well as UMNO's attempt to form a new government in Sabah. Is the timing of it significant?
Yes, certainly it is. I think people will certainly make the connection on the announcement that was made today by UMNO and the guilty verdict that was meted out recently as well. So I think the connection will certainly be drawn, and I think it is fair to say that there will be some political discussions going on behind the scenes between UMNO and Perikatan Nasional, in particular with Bersatu, whether what will be the way out. Because there is still considerable support within UMNO for Najib, and certainly I think the UMNO leadership would want to see a way out from what's happening right now.
And just to clarify a little bit, whether this is just semantics or trying to understand, what is the significance of joining Muafakat Nasional versus joining Perikatan Nasional? Where are we going with this?
I mean, if you're referring to UMNO, I think for UMNO, together with PAS, forming Muafakat Nasional means they call the shots. They are the one in the driving seat. And I think they've realised in the last election that having a pact with PAS is the way forward, because they are essentially essentially trying to get a voting bloc that's quite similar, right? We are looking at the rural Malays in particular. So I think UMNO has recognised that a Muafakat Nasional or a pact with PAS will allow them to make a comeback into government. So in Muafakat Nasional, they call the shots. In Perikatan Nasional, they will likely play second fiddle to Bersatu.
And it does remain to be seen if Muafakat would accept Bersatu's application. In the event that it is a rejection, what would happen to the party?
Well, it would certainly be in disarray. And also, I think then they will have to look at what options are available to them. Either they could go alone, but that would, whether they can sustain itself remains to be seen. Or they could perhaps return to Pakatan Harapan. So I think it would depend very much on the individuals within Bersatu what they do. But I think they have recognised that on their own, they don't really hold much political power. They will certainly need to join Muafakat Nasional. That's why you see their interest being mooted by the Bersatu leaders that they want to join Muafakat Nasional.
Should a snap general election be called, and that's, I think, something that people are continuing to focus on, would this latest development do anything to resolve the question of seat disputes between these three parties?
No, I think for snap elections, I mean, even at this point in time, it's a razor-thin majority of seats that Perikatan Nasional has. So that in itself, we cannot rule out a snap election. Now, beyond that, it really depends on what UMNO does. But right now, they have said that they are behind Perikatan Nasional as far as governing of the country goes. So I think if that continues, then I don't think we will see a snap election. But I think a snap election will certainly be welcomed by UMNO and PAS as part of Muafakat Nasional, because they feel that a pact between them would be able to give them sufficient seats to win the next election. The same way for the opposition. I mean, when they look at what's happening in Perikatan Nasional and in Perikatan Nasional, they would actually be delighted because, seeing that there are cracks, there's disunity, I think it's something that they would feel that, they could make a comeback as well. So snap election could actually work both ways. One for UMNO PAS on one hand, and also for the Pakatan Harapan on the other.
And just offering, another option, could we or might we still see Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin rejoining UMNO, and what impact would that have?
Well, we certainly can't rule that out. I think right now, Bersatu and UMNO, I think to some extent you could say Bersatu is UMNO light. They're quite similar in much of the things that they espouse. So I think Muhyiddin Yassin returning to UMNO, I would certainly not rule it out. But I think if he does that, then I think that spells the end of Bersatu. And also, of course, Muhyiddin Yassin doesn't want to be perceived as the shortest prime minister in Malaysia's history. So he certainly wants to continue what he has right now. And I think if you ask him, I suppose he wouldn't want to have a snap election. I think he wants to continue governing the country. And I think it's also important for that to happen because we are still right now in the midst of a pandemic. And there are several challenges associated with the health crisis. When we talk about the economy, the jobs, and you know, society, and all of that. So I think you need a strong government in place. You need continuity. So I think for him, it's also important, also for Malaysia as well.
Now, just briefly, with the outcome of the SRC international trial, might this open a path to reconciliation between Tun Dr. Mahathir and Tan Sri Muhyiddin?
That's an interesting question because, I mean, right now it's quite difficult to tell. But, you know, the way things are so fluid right now, any amount of permutations are possible. So I think, you know, we cannot rule out even Pakatan Harapan having some form of agreement, you know, with Perikatan Nasional, for example. You know, so a lot of things are going on right now. But I think what is pretty clear with the announcements that I've made right now is that UMNO wants to be in the driving seat. It wants to be the one calling the shots. And I think it believes that if there is a snap election with a Muafakat Nasional together with PAS, they may well win it.
Yes, and on UMNO, there's been a lot of conversation around rejuvenating or refreshing the party and its direction, even from within the party itself. Is it fair to say that in this collaboration with Muafakat or in Muafakat, they are transforming into something different than the UMNO we've known for the last 60-odd years? I mean, are they actually shifting in direction?
I think there are certain sacred cows within UMNO which I think will remain. I don't think that's going to go away. But I think UMNO leadership, and particularly the younger ones within the party, would probably recognise that the electorate is also changing in Malaysia. You've got younger voters coming in, and they may well want something a little bit different. So I think the UMNO, which does probably said to be a broad church to some extent, even though it's really dependent on Malay votes, that they need to also rejuvenate itself if it wants to identify with the younger Malay voters. So I think they recognise that, and I think they will have to show exactly what they do to try and woo the younger Malay population in Malaysia.
And when it comes to the opposition, where do they stand with these changes in these political dynamics? And also, would these shifts end up changing their own strategy?
I think right now they are adopting a wait-and-see attitude. I mean, they were quite delighted with the verdict that was meted out. So I think for them, is they're just looking at how the current configuration with Perikatan Nasional and UMNO PAS propping them up, how long that would continue. And of course, they will continue to exert political pressure and keep them on their toes. So I think that's what Pakatan Harapan is doing right now. And I think if you ask them what they would prefer to be, at least for the next 6 months perhaps, even though we are in the midst of a pandemic, I think they would say, you know, snap election is probably the way forward as well.
Okay, so just in closing, we do have this question from a listener, Nishikaran, who wants to know, does any of this matter? Even if there is a snap poll and voters believe in the power of the ballot box, the elected candidate can jump parties. So is all this worth our time and attention? And I wanted to read that because I do think it speaks to some of the political exhaustion that perhaps Malaysians are feeling.
Yes. No, I absolutely agree. I think it's a very good question because I think having a snap election, it adds to the political fatigue, the political exhaustion, and particularly, as I mentioned earlier, we are still in the midst of a pandemic. And I think the last thing I would think you would want is another election taking place. Well, the focus and priority should be governing the country and navigating it out of this pandemic. So I think whether all of this matters, I think it matters if you want to ensure who runs the country, who governs the country. The right to vote is really important. The democratic right to vote is really important. But I think it's incumbent on the political leaders themselves, try and resolve these matters among themselves rather than resort to a snap election. I think the focus and priority should be to govern the country and govern the country through this pandemic and also in the post-pandemic phase as well.
Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Dr. Mustafa Izzuddin, Senior International Affairs Analyst at Solaris Strategies, talking to us about the latest in the political dance that we see in this country, because while there were some conversations about... Actually, you know what? Really, it comes down to this. It's whether or not people want to join Muafakat National or whether or not people want to join Perikatan National. Basically, PN does not look to be in a particularly great position at this point in time, but that is essentially where we are, and we wanted to find out what this would mean should a snap election be called. If you have thoughts that you'd like to share, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're going to have some music to take you through to the 7:30 news, after which we're going to be back for something entirely different. So on Popcorn Culture tonight, we are going to be diving headfirst into the genre known as war movies. So between Saving Private Ryan, 1917, and everything in between, that's what we're going to be discussing. Tell us your favourites, or tell us if you don't enjoy them at all. Either way, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.